Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 14. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva adds and talks about how in the days of the Kohanim, never did they refrain from lighting oil of Truma that had become unfit through contact with a Tefil Yom, and a lamp that had been contaminated by one who was contaminated from a corpse, although by doing so they added a degree of Tumah to its previous Tumah. And the notes point out, Rashi points out, oil of Truma that was touched by Tevul Yom is unfit. It is a Shlishi, a third conveyor of Tuma. One who is contaminated by a corpse is an Avatuma, the starter of the Tuma, the houser of the Tuma, if you will. And the lamp that he contaminated is a Rishon, the first carryover of that Tuma, the impurity, the non-pure. Thus, the oil was originally a shlishi, which is the third conveyor, and by being poured into the lamp that is a rishon, it becomes a sheni, the second conveyor. Since the oil had previously acquired a degree of contamination, which rendered it unfit for any use except kindling, Kohanim considered it permissible to add to its degree of contamination, as Rashi points out. But the key idea to think about is the kindling of the lighting of the oil of the lamp. We're about to come on Hanukkah, which is my favorite holiday of the entire year. The candles, the lighting, the oil, the lamp, the Chanukiah, the menorah, reminds us of the idea of Kinir Mitzvah Torah, or Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofesh Kochav Yad Batan. We should have the flame of Torah burning within us. We should have the candle of Torah being sparked within us. How often do we feel the Torah burning and passionate within us? How often do we feel that the Torah is like a light lighting the fire beneath our bones, beneath our feet, making us run to do things in our life? We've talked before about the Ner, about the candle, but it always bears repetition, even if we address it in a slightly different way, or even if we're reviewing it. We should have the candle of Torah burning within us. We should have the flames, the fire of Torah burning within us. Torah Zuora, they say, that Torah is the light. Torah is the way that leads us on the way. Torah is our guidebook. Torah is our messenger and our map of how we could go about this life. We should feel the passion burning for Torah within us. Even if we relate to some aspect of Torah, we should hold on to it, latch onto it. I myself love Pirkei Avos. I love the aspects of Daf that are very relatable to me, especially Agadic teachings and the Parsha I love, Navi I love. So these are aspects I try to latch onto and hold onto. Whatever you could do to feel the passionate form of Torah burning within you. Chabad can help. Eish.com can help. Also websites I love. Different aspects of Torah could be within us. Find the aspect of Torah that you love. Latch onto it. Grab onto it. Use it. No one says you have to break your back over an aspect of Torah that doesn't appeal to you, that doesn't work for you. But find the aspects that do and fine-tune them and hone them so that the Torah can be a light for you. Just as the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about the kindling of the light, the kindling of the lamps, how that was done, so too within ourselves. We should kindle the lamp, kindle the fire in any way we can in our own lives, attaching ourselves to parts of Torah that we can relate to and we can learn from throughout our days, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 15 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.